You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, as a small business owner, your business really just becomes a part of who you are. But often when we're so financially and emotionally invested in something, we can't see the wood for the trees. And it really can be difficult to take a step back and find objective solutions. And that's where my next guest is carving out a niche for herself. Renata Jute, a business optimization specialist and director at Noble Prosperity. Renata, welcome to the SME slot here in Classic Business. Just tell me a little bit more about yourself and what it is that you do.
Thanks for having me, Michael. And so a couple of years ago, I just decided that I saw the need for small businesses to really have someone have their back, to look at the what I call the back end of the businesses, the finances, the administration, the systems, the processes, because very seldom do business owners actually have that as their superpower. They would have what it is that they need to do, but it's the back end of things that often fall apart. And that is where I can really come in and optimize the businesses and really just make sure that we've got, again, part of that, the corporate governance, as Pami mentioned earlier, that those are the kind of things that one look at and make sure that we don't get into trouble. And, of course, a big part of that now as a result of COVID is also looking at what are we going to do with all the debts in the businesses.
And that is a big talking point at the moment, because I think a majority of businesses return to normal operations and may well return to face a burden of accumulated debt as a result of restricted trading and just trying to keep the business alive. What are their options to manage this while ensuring interest payments don't swell into a longer term headache that potentially threaten to drown the business?
Yeah, and that is really for us a very big driving point at the moment, because when you look at these mountains of debt, often people think that they should just throw in the towel. And generally, when you look at it, you have really the three options. You've got liquidation or business rescue, or you've got the debt compromise option. And we really try to help with the debt compromise rather, because it is a shorter process. It's not as expensive for the most part, and we do have an opportunity where we can go in, we can negotiate with the creditors and rather see how we can save the business, save the employees and continue the way forward. We like to rather look at the debt compromise as opposed to just liquidating businesses or going into business rescue.
Now, what do you see as the main differences that arise from a business rescue to a liquidation versus a compromise?
So I think the big difference for us with a compromise is you don't have to be deemed and characterized as financially distressed to enter into a debt compromise. So you can just be in a situation where you can go, look, I have a lot of debt. And if we continue this way, we're actually going to trade ourselves into the ground. And at that point already, you can sit down and you can negotiate with your creditors. Whereas with a liquidation or with a business rescue, you would have to already be financially distressed. Also, when you have already entered into a liquidation, you can actually be taken out of liquidation and enter a debt compromise to bring that business back into trading, which is also quite, I think, a feat if you can just get that company back on track. For us, it's are there good bones? Can we save this business? Is it a sound concept? Will the business be able to trade out of the problem that it has at the moment? Because when you enter into this debt compromise, you can make that in order of court, and you want to be able to honor that.
Exactly.
So for us, that is important. You need to be able to honor that. Sometimes, unfortunately, there is no alternative and you have to liquidate the business. But that is what we try to avoid if we can rather compromise, come to an agreement, and we can continue trading.
I think a very, very important point that, Renata. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for. But the longer you leave it, I think bottom line is the worse it will get. The business doesn't have to be in distress before you act. So you mustn't hesitate. You can go out and institute a negotiation and get into a compromise rather than go into liquidation or even business rescue. Renata Jute, business optimization specialist and director at Noble sustainable prosperity.